Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Long time no see.
Well, have you ever been called up when someone wanted to talk with you about a non-sports topic?
I like those better than the sports topics, because the sports topics I don't know very much about.
Well, one of the things, several of the things that I learned about raising kids were through my experiences of just observing you. You have three boys. I know that they're all older, either finishing up college or out of college now. But I can remember some of the rules you had for driving, and those popped into my brain after hearing about the terrible tragedy in which a 17-year-old from Holt High School was driving four other kids. Two of those have died, one's in critical condition, and now you have a 17-year-old youth who's facing some serious charges.
Well, you know, it's a parent's worst nightmare. You know, you go through the different cycles of life. We're no different than anybody else raising kids. You do the best you can, and you keep your eyes and ears open to everything that's going on that other parents do well, and you try to emulate that, and you just hope upon hope and pray upon pray that, you know, that what you do is effective. And, you know, cars are a real issue for every parent. Kids get into cars, and you know, it's just a horrible tragedy, like you say. It happened last fall with those Okemos kids. It happens around America. You don't see it coming. You make one bad judgment. Any driver can, but certainly kids aren't quite as, you know, maybe worried about you know, the consequences because they're young and they're full of life, and they haven't got to the point where they see all the pratfalls in life, and it, like you say, it's just a horrible tragedy, and your heart just goes out to those families.
Tim, I can remember you saying that in your household there was no democracy, it was a dictatorship, especially when it came to the rules and regulations for cars, and I can remember you telling the boys that I remember you had a rule that if they're going to drive, they're going to be alone, no one else is allowed in the vehicle. Elaborate on some of those rules which you found helpful for you and your boys.
Well, I, you know, copied my parents like a lot of people do, and, you know, the first vehicle, frankly, the reason a couple of them had cars was not because they owned them or they could go anywhere with them. It was to get them to school and back, so that made it more convenient for us. But that was where their, you know, their freedom ended with it. We never, frankly, provided cars with more than one. We had a pickup truck for one kid just because you couldn't get more than one other kid in there, because kids are kids. And they enjoy life, and, you know, it's a great freedom to have when you can get into a car. I remember when I was 16, I don't know if you remember, and I had a car when I was young, frankly, for that purpose. But the rule for me was, as long as you can handle it, you can keep it, use it. If you prove you can handle it, then we'll change it. And I respected that because my brother didn't do it right, and he lost his privileges. And, but, you know, we never let them go to parties. Today we don't do that. When one of them comes home for college, and we have two of them that are over 21 now, we don't let them come in and go downtown and visit with friends and all that. We just tell them, call us, and we'll come pick you up or whatever it is. I think they've got the message on that, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that you still can't be either a victim of someone else driving or you can't make a bad decision. Heck, adults make bad decisions. You know, I mean, a lot of adults make bad decisions. It's why there's such an enormous amount of publicity that's given all the time about drunk driving and the consequences that go with it. And I'm not intimating that that was or wasn't an issue in this case at all, but it seems to be in the news regarding it, and it could be elsewhere, and it always is elsewhere. And after all, adults, for the most part, who are responsible just want their kids to be happy, healthy, and have a long life. And, you know, this is a very, very unfortunate incident. And obviously on these kinds of, I imagine there are a lot of parents around the area today that are saying to their kids, see, this is what can happen. And they would be right, it is what can happen. And it's tough on those kids at Holt High School as well, because they knew those kids. And now you kind of play a life without those friends that are here one day and gone the next. It's very, very troubling. There's no question about it.
Tim, I can remember one of your boys just complaining and moaning and groaning because you wouldn't allow him to have another kid in the car, but you were pretty forthcoming on that. That was a rule you were going to follow.
Well, I felt that responsibility to the other kids' parents. I mean, I didn't think the other kids' parents I didn't want their kid placed in harm's way either. And don't get me wrong, we're not perfect on this. We're like every other parent. You're just trying to do the best you can. You're going to make mistakes along the way. Your kids are around other kids, and they frankly probably pay more attention to what other kids have than what you're telling them to do. We didn't have too much problem with this, but I claim every day is a new day. Every day, you can make a bad decision relative to this kind of thing, and look at how many different people it can impact. Just think, I don't know what's going to happen to this young man who was driving, but that's got to be tough on him and his family and everything else. Maybe that kid's a really good kid who made a bad mistake. I don't know. But beyond that, all across America, these stories become prevalent, and they're just devastating. And there's no easy answer for it either, other than you just do the best you can to go over this day after day after day. When our kids were home at Christmas, like you say, we have two in college and one's out. So they're back here with all their friends. We told them over and over and over, if you do nothing else, don't make a mistake. Because we have one, who's in the working world. I said, you don't want to jeopardize your career by getting arrested for some foolish mistake like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of other consequences that go with it all the way through adulthood. And so I don't have the answers. I just have a lot of sympathetic feelings for those involved, because that could be any of us, too. And you just pray to God that it just doesn't happen to anyone else.
We're talking with WILS Sports Director Tim Stout. You can also hear him on the radio show Stout on Sports. You can read Stout on Sports in Sunday's Lansing State Journal. And Tim, finally on this topic, I can remember us talking sports, and whenever the later it got, the worst things could happen. And I can remember you saying, Tony, the later you're out, it's just bad news.
I've said that for years. That's with adults. There's nothing good happens after midnight or 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. unless you're in your own house, unless you're at home. You're out on the streets after that, even if you're working. There are nights that I've come home at midnight, 1 o'clock, and I look at the small amount of traffic, and I say to myself driving along, are any of those people drunk drivers or policemen who are out looking for someone? And if you're 5 miles over the limit, there's just nothing good that happens out of that. But, if you're out for any reason at any age at that hour, I go along with coaches on that. How many athletes do you find that get in trouble away from the playing surface because they were out late and something happened? It happens over and over and over again. Now, you can't legislate all of that, and but as a general rule, you'd rather have them home. We've had a lot of times where kids have come over here, and they were up till midnight and 1 and playing games and having fun and all innocent enough, and I told them, the 3 cars in the driveway, you guys are all staying here tonight. We'll give you breakfast in the morning. Stay up and have a good time all night, but don't move. And I said, call your parents and tell them you're just going to be here. We did that a lot, too. Maybe that was a little overly cautious, but I knew if they were here that they would end up having a sleep, getting some food here in the morning before they went home, and they would not be driving someplace in the middle of the night where somebody else might be able to hit them. So we used that strategy, too. We had a lot of slumber parties over here that were at the last moment because it would get to 12:30 at night, and everybody's having a good time and playing, and they're just having soft drinks and pizza, but it's late, and you're tired. And if you go home late, speed through town trying to get to where you're supposed to go, who knows what might happen. I don't need that on my conscience if something happens to somebody else's kid. So we did that a lot, too. We kept them here.
I can remember you saying, Tony, no matter how old they get, the worry never stops.
It never stops. That's exactly right. you go from, girlfriends to diplomas to what college are they going to go to how are they going to get home, how are they going to find spending money, what job are they going to get, what girl are they going to marry, all that. That's part of life, I guess. And if you didn't love them, you wouldn't care. If you didn't care, you wouldn't worry. But I get that from a lot of other people. That isn't all the brilliant stuff I came up with either.
All right, before we let you go, I got to ask you 2 sports questions. First of all, is Michigan State going to pull out of these trials and tribulations that they're having in men's basketball?
Well, it's a tough year for them, and they have a lot of tough games left that are going to be hard for them to win. I think they're all going to be close games. I'd be surprised if they turn it around completely. I think they can make the NCAA tournament, but after that, they may not be in it very long, because if they're an 8 seed or worse, they're going to have to play the number 1 team in the second round, and that'll be tough to do. But I was never convinced from the start that they were going to have the kind of year everybody else thought. They've lost too many players, and they lost too many players last year, and their freshmen didn't come in the way they'd hoped to get them to everybody, you know, where the media, it's more the media than the public that screwed them up. And they'll win some games, but I don't think they'll win them all.
All right, finally, if you had to bet a cup of coffee, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, that's a tough one, too. I guess Pittsburgh. I like Green Bay early, but I just think Pittsburgh's got a little more balance. I just, Green Bay, I don't know if they can win all those games on the road the way they've done it. I was impressed with the way they played the Bears, certainly, but then they tapped out near the end of the game and had to hang on for dear life. So in a close game, it's going to be lower scoring than I think people believe. I'll take Pittsburgh.
All right, you can catch Tim Stout's sportscast on Fox 47. Also on WILX TV 10, you can catch Stout on Sports, the radio show, and as well as Stout on Sports, the column in every Sunday morning of your Atlantic State Journal.
Yeah, you got to check us out, Tony, in high def. You know, the station went high def on Friday.
You know, I watch my sports. I bebop around, so I enjoy that. But that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It started last October. There's millions of dollars of equipment and technology. It was an enormous project, and it went up online on Friday. And to see that product in high def is the best thing I've seen in 40 years of television, is to get to where we are with that. We're very proud of it. And tonight for these high school games, you'll see all these high school kids in high def tonight at 11:15.
All right, tell the family I said hello, and say hello to Jeremy Sampson.
Okay, I'll do it. Thanks, Tony.